What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Bliss Night Podcast. First time that we've recorded in over a month, almost 2 months at this point. I know that I think when we recorded the last two episodes, we said that we weren't going to take a long break again. And then we proceeded to immediately take a long break again. So, you know, that's on us. But in a way, it's also on you guys because you don't support our Patreon. You don't hit up our Venmos. No one's subscribed to my OnlyFans. Literally zero people have subscribed to my OnlyFans. Pretty big bummer for me. Andrew, Thomas, good to see you guys.
Yeah, if they have expectations for us at this point, like, get smarter, audience. I mean, you know that we're going to disappoint you.
Or, well, alternately, pay us. Pay us for content.
Well, so that's my thing. Like, not only has no one supported the Patreon, no one has started one for us.
Right, right. No one has started a Patreon. My OnlyFans also has not been started. I didn't think those were the things that, like, you know, content creators, as we are, do for themselves. I feel like they have people that do that for them.
I already feel like we do too much.
Yeah, I thought that.
And they don't do enough.
I thought people were going to start, like, you know, like forums and like fan fiction and like whole communities based off of this podcast. And that's yet to take shape.
Pretty sure that we were going to start outsourcing the recording of this podcast to three people that were like potentially funnier than us.
Yeah.
But we have not done that.
And just looked sort of similar to us.
Yeah, white. Just three white guys.
Right.
Well, my guy would. He'd be built, you know. He'd be.
Would he be built? Would he be built? Okay, he'd so he would like look Max. A little like you in that he'd be white, but he would look completely dissimilar from you in that he'd be built. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I imagine just like an Always Sunny episode where they get stand-ins, mine would look like Max, which is just a big buff dude.
Avatars.
Yeah, mine would be like my guy would be like 6'1", 6'2", realistic. You know,
he wouldn't be.
Yeah, no, realistic.
6'3", you think, Riven?
6'3". I've always thought of you as you sit up and get your head out of the screen. I've always thought of you as a 6'3" man at heart in a world full of 9 foot people. Let's get going. Let's talk about things that are not how people should pay us on Patreon. Although, since you're not paying us on Patreon or OnlyFans or anything like that, if you're watching this on YouTube, at least you can click the like button. If you have not done so already, you can click the subscribe button. If you enjoy the episode or you fucking hate the episode, I don't care. Comment below. Regardless, comment below. You guys don't ever comment. What the hell's up with that? And if you're listening to us on an audio platform, and you're already a fan of the pod, make sure you rate and review. If this is your first time listening to the pod, click the follow button. And if you like this episode or you like a previous episode, maybe our 151 Pokemon draft, maybe our non-traditional Christmas movies, maybe something else that we've done in the past that I can't remember off the top of my head, share it with a friend, send it to them, maybe they'll like it. This week we're going to be doing the worst parts about the holidays. Because we're inclusive and we're not going to just say the worst parts about Christmas, but you know that mostly we mean Christmas. And we're going to go Thomas and then myself and then Andrew. And we're going to do this the same way that we did this on our most recent episode, where Thomas will make a pick, I'll make a pick, Andrew will make a pick, and then we'll circle back to the beginning. Not a snake draft, so it's not like anyone's doing two picks in a row, and we can have the same picks if somehow that ends up happening. But that's the way we're going to do it. Thomas is going to go first. Probably gonna be pretty bad, but here we go.
Yeah, probably. I just want to say for all these people out there who are like, why are they changing it up? Why are they doing it differently? It's called growth, all right?
It's growth. We got a lot of pushback on last episode. People were freaking out, like, what's happening this night?
We get pushed back about
growing upwards. We're growing as a group of guys who get together each year a little less, look, fewer times each time.
Fewer times. Yeah, I'm glad that you changed that from less to fewer. That's gonna make my sister really happy. We have had a little bit of year growth at this year's Christmas party. Before you jump into your thing, we talked about doing group therapy, not with our couples or anything like that, but just as a group of guys, we talked about doing therapy together.
Well, we've talked about that for years, but are we going to act on it?
No. I feel like every year we're a little bit closer to being, like legally mandated to act on it.
That's fair.
That is true. I think each year we don't get closer to doing it. We get closer to other people in our lives making us do it.
They're going to make the decision for us. Yeah. It's like institutionalizing the criminally insane, but we're not even cool enough to be criminally insane. We're just like boring and sad.
Not cool enough. Okay. I'm going to start. my number five for worst part of the holidays is Bell's Nickel. So I think that goes without any explanation.
It does not. It does not.
It requires some explanation, I think.
Okay. Bellsnickel is essentially the German form of Santa that is, I mean, in my knowledge because of The Office and Dwight Schrute. And he's better, though. He's like a dirty Santa. And instead of naughty and nice, it's impish or admirable. So if you're impish, you get hit with a switch. And you're admirable. I don't remember what you get, but it has to be in the bowl, the gift bowl that you're given. So Bellsnickel, the dirty German Santa Claus I learned from The Office.
Oh, I'm so glad we took a 2-month break on doing this podcast, because I definitely can't do it regularly when you have answers like that. Okay, let's take a beat, okay? When you were thinking of the 5 worst things about the holiday season, the fifth thing, or potentially the first thing, but the fifth thing at least that you thought of was a German-centric Santa Claus and the things related to him?
Well, my first thought was Krampus, overdone.
That's true.
So Bellsnickel, because here's the thing about Santa. Even when you're naughty and you get coal is useful. You can get energy from coal.
It's true.
I can't get anything from getting switched.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind getting coal, but okay.
I feel like if we were to get coal, we would be literally financially better off than we were the day prior.
Am I crazy, or did at one point did you say it's the better version of Santa Claus? Or like he's better than Santa? Well, no, but I rewind the tape, everyone.
To Thomas, that's better.
I know you said dirtier.
If I said better, it was because I was impersonating Dwight Schrute, when really I think it's the worst version.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Okay,
thank you. You said Dwight Schrute or Deutsch Schrute? Is it German Schrute or Dwight Schrute?
Guys, hey, remember group therapy? It's not speech therapy, all right? Group therapy.
I'm trying to confirm if you're talking about a character from The Office or a literal German man named Deutsch Schrute.
My neighbor. My neighbor. Dwight.
Okay.
It's so, from The Office.
Wait, he's different than Santa Claus, like in folklore. Yeah. Is he like a real person, a real saint, a real anything that existed at one point? Do you know?
Oh, doesn't seem Christ. Like it.
Hey, let's do this, mate, and let's ask a lot of questions that, you know, just to embarrass you. Fucking A, man.
That's exactly what I was doing.
Bell's I hope Nichols, those sirens in the background are
Bellsnickel's private entourage.
Yeah. Bellsnickel is a crotchety, fur-clad Christmas gift bringer figure in the folklore of the Palatinate region of southwestern Germany along the Rhine.
You could have just said southwestern Germany.
Preserved in Pennsylvania, Dutch, and Brazilian German communities.
Okay. I mean,
those Brazilian German communities. We know why those exist.
I appreciate an answer that's outside the box every now and again, but my main issue is that I've never thought about this guy once, and I feel like you haven't either. So how could it make your list of top
this isn't
worst
even
things?
Outside the box. This is like a different holiday that this guy's involved in.
No, he's involved with Christmas, which is one of the holidays we're talking about.
Yeah,
and
but
I don't
German
like
Christmas, which I'm is sorry, clearly I'm sorry, clearly I'm the sorry. Worst version of Christmas.
We were this close to all being German, and you know it. You know it.
Well, probably not. Actually, probably not all three of them. None of us were that close to being German. If they had, had their way, all three of us would at least be partially a little bit paler.
We're dead.
Yeah, we're dead.
All right, so great pick, Thomas.
Okay, well, it's a pick. It's a pick. It's a pick.
We know Thomas isn't done with his pick until he congratulates himself on his pick. So now, all right, Griffin, you're next, right?
I don't even know how to follow that. My number 5.
Just skip it then. Go back.
Very different direction. I'm not going to skip it. I'm not going to skip it. That would be quitting, and I'm not going to skip it. Number 5, and this would also be one that could make it on our next version of a pet peeves list, the annual discourse of Happy Holidays versus Merry Christmas. And earlier today, Julia was asking me for some stuff that's on my list, and I told her this one, and she was like, I don't get it. So I will explain it to you, dear listener and or viewer. Every single year, it seems like we go through this shit from September to January, where half the country gets up their own asses about Happy Holidays, and half the country gets up their asses about Merry Christmas. And here's a fun fact. No one fucking cares. It does not matter. Say whatever you want to say. If you say Merry Christmas to somebody and they're not Christian, they're not going to be offended with you. If you say Happy Holidays to somebody and they are Christian, they're not going to be offended with you, unless conceivably they're Tucker Carlson or one of his dumb friends. Like, no one actually cares about this. It's the spirit of giving. It's the spirit of the holidays. Why do we care about this dumb culture war bullshit? That's my political rant for this pod. I fucking hate the Happy Holidays versus Merry Christmas debate. It's so stupid.
You know who are the people who care? It's the people that get mad at you for not picking up your dog's poop, but then they also don't pick up their own dog's poop. The worst kind of people.
Also, pet peeves people. Yeah, they're like the pet peeves of people. They're the worst.
They're the people peeves.
I saw Andrew nodding along to that one a lot, and I feel like that means that he's on my side for once, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. This honestly may or may not have made my list too. We'll see. but it, yeah, no, it's just one of those things that's like, you know, getting all riled up over nothing. It's really dumb.
And I'm getting riled up about people getting riled up about it, but the majority of the time, I don't care. I'm just getting riled up because we're recording this, and I want to slap those people.
I don't want to get into it, but as far as I know, most religions are like, let's include everybody, but not anyone who's not like us, and that's just this all over again.
You guys want to start a religion and have a holiday around December, and it's specifically about how we hate the other holidays?
You sold me on, do you guys wanna? Like, you could have said literally anything after that point, and my codependent ass would have done it.
Here's my qualm. Too crowded of a time for a holiday, but at the same time.
Good word.
Yeah, my qualm. Too crowded of a time for a new holiday, but also, if we did it, I would like for us to say Merry Holidays.
Mm. Are we going to have that holiday be during the Christmas? Can we have it be like, I don't know, what's a month that doesn't get enough shine? Like August?
It's hot.
It's not in cold places in the world.
It would be funny if we go like Germany. Happy holidays to people in August, and then that'll get them even more mad. That'll even get the people that don't get upset about your pick.
That's true.
They'll get mad about
that. That is what we should do. You should say happy holidays every time you get out of an Uber in May.
There is a holiday every day, basically. So
we had a podcast about it. We had an episode about it.
We did. There's another one. I forgot.
Oh, okay. The lore of this pod.
2 years of this stuff, right?
Right. Oh man, we're 2 years into this. Wow. Not that many episodes. Not that many episodes, considering we've been at it for 2 years. But
enough. I feel aged.
Enough.
Arguably too many episodes. People would argue.
You know when they show pictures of the president after their term and they look like 10 years older? That's how I feel.
Yeah, we should go back and
this has aged me.
Well, it's because of the fundamental decisions that we've made about the wars in the Middle East on this podcast. I mean, like, that would age anybody.
No. That's not
okay.
It.
Moving on. let me just say, I'm glad we picked this topic because I think the three of us have a talent for being pessimistic when we need to be and ruining things that other people enjoy, like the holidays. So this is like
our relationships.
Yeah. I also wore my Festivus sweatshirt that Thomas got me a few years ago. Because they have the airing of grievances in Festivus, which is basically what we're doing here. Okay. My number five is.
Can we call the episode Festivus then?
We could.
We are airing our grievances.
Maybe we should call it Festivus.
Maybe we should.
I'm not going to edit the intro. Actually, you're editing this one. You're not going to edit the intro.
You should just add, instead of the like stock music that we play at the intro of every time, we should just play like Seinfeld music.
Call out the kayfabe on the stock music. Somebody could have designed that music for us. You bitch.
Anyway, my number five is the pressure of gift giving. I mean, I love giving gifts to people when you have like the perfect gift or like, you know, seeing people unwrap a gift that they really enjoy or, you know, just like the feeling of like doing something good, giving a good gift. However, the buildup to it where you like are thinking about what to get for someone, you're second guessing what you already bought for someone, you're feeling the need to like buy, you know, if you can't think of anything, but just buy anything, something stupid for someone that they don't need. All of that is just like a high pressure situation for me. I don't like it. And then also for this is like when people ask you what you want for Christmas, I can't stand that either. Cause if I'm not under the age of 10, I'm never going to have an answer for that. Like, don't ask me that. So the whole like pressure of gift giving is my number five worst part about the holidays.
So the last 20 years have just been a panic attack for you.
Well, for many reasons, but
I don't know how this is gonna make me sound, but like part of me, oh man, I'm going to sound so, that's going to be bad. Part of me dislikes the pressure of getting gifts more than giving gifts.
Yep.
Mostly I blame my mom because she'll, like, for my entire life, she'll ask in August what I want for Christmas. And I'm like, I don't know. And I'll tell her something. And then come November, it's like, I already bought that for myself. I told you 4 months ago.
Sure.
And then I'm like, now I feel
what
bad.
Am I going to do? Just not have this thing that I want for 4 months? I'm a grown ass man. I'll just go buy it.
Yeah. But Andrew,
hey mom, I need new shoes. I'm gonna wear fucking bad fucked up shoes for 4 months. No, I'm gonna buy shoes.
I just think
I do agree.
If you're past like Santa Claus age, you shouldn't be getting asked what you want for Christmas. You know?
Sure. I partially agree with this. I like giving gifts. I think it's probably known at this point in our little community of friends that I enjoy giving gifts. It makes me feel like I have value to the world. You know, it keeps me away from the noose. You know, there's a lot of reasons for it. getting gifts, however, my least favorite thing. I assume that was going to be on your list, and it may still be. It's not in that specific sense, but because I don't think there's anything wrong with that on like a general level. Like that's my thing, but I think like across the board, like receiving gifts is a great thing. Like it's great for a lot of people, but the whole like expectation surrounding gifts, fuck all that shit.
So here's my thing. I'm a very subpar gift giver and I recognize it.
I don't think that's true.
We do things like, some years, fucking phenomenal. Next year, downturn. Phenomenal, downturn. But then we do shit like our friend group's Secret Santa and you two this year, but like, in general, there's always like two or three people who fucking blow it out of the water. And then I'm sitting there like, man, I got them a six pack.
I'm going to be honest, Thomas. Basically every year is me waiting for Secret Santa and just like our friend group holiday party. Because I'm like, you know, the 364 days where these people didn't like me? I have one day where they're going to fuck with me super hard.
Only one person.
Well, yeah. But I get that. Some years you're on it. You got your whole list down. Everyone's got good gifts from you. And then other years you're like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck to get anyone. You know, it happens. But Griffin, no, to your point, that's what I said at the beginning. I enjoy the feeling of giving gifts. Absolutely. I do. It's more just about the pressure buildup towards, you know, before that.
Andrew, a way to deal with that is probably therapy.
Again, everything on every list that we've ever done can be solved with that.
Our Pokemon 151 list, definitely there's some things there that they're Machoke. Come on, guys. Therapy.
They'd be like, you're 30. Stop talking about Pokemon.
Like, you keep coming back to that one. Did you recently listen to the episode?
No, but it's gotten a lot of really positive feedback. The only one you remember. It might be our most popular episode. People have raved about it. Not many people, because it's us, but people.
Elliot.
Our critics.
More than just Elliot.
Okay, and you know, not a bad pick. A relatable pick. A pick for the people, some would say.
That's where Andrew lives.
Apparently. Okay, so my number four. simply what I wrote is because I was half asleep when I typed this, and I don't have my normal notebook, guys. That's, you know.
Oh no!
Oh, what a threadbare notebook.
Are you going to copy your notes from there into your big notebook?
I think I need to.
You have to. Scratch that thing is a relic of history.
Yeah. Also, get soundproof windows while you're at it.
So,
we're gonna cut this one out. We're gonna cut that out.
So all it says on my number four is monies, with an S, monies, and that is because no matter what. No matter how few people you get gifts for, no matter what you get them, you're always spending too much money. I mean, like, and not even just gifts, just like dinners. If you're hosting, it's expensive. If you're going out, it's expensive. If you're traveling, it's expensive. And I'm thinking like Thanksgiving all the way to New Year's here, like the holiday section, it's just expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. I never feel the pain of inflation as much as I do when we get to the holiday season. And I'm like, I distinctly remember this being half this price only 2 years ago. And now like Black Friday sales are like kind of not a thing anymore. Like they're not genuine sales anymore. It's just like they upcharge it and then they bring it back down to normal. And it's like, okay, I'm going to be poor.
Here's the thing. Here's my thing about Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Sorry to cut you off,
Andy. Man, they have got to find this guy that they're going after. These cops need to get better at their jobs.
They're not even deals. They're just advertised so widely and so heavily that you think they're deals.
Sure, sure. There's also something that I learned recently in a Reddit thread about this, is that like when you buy like TVs or desktops or really any sort of like non-console where it's like a generic thing on the holidays, and you're getting like their like discounted like TV or whatever where it's like a 55 inch and it's $200, mm-hmm. they're building specific models just for Black Friday and just mm-hmm. for the Christmas holidays, that it's like cheaper parts all around. Like, you're not getting a discounted version of one that already exists. You're getting the most bitch ass version of one that looks like something that exists.
Yeah. Which,
that's like, good capitalism.
Yeah. But at the same time, I've had a TV for like 5 years now that's moved states. That was from Black Friday. So like,
so am I. I just don't think we have high standards is what it is.
Definitely not.
That's what I think it is.
Thomas, you didn't even mention like holiday travel, which can be super expensive.
No, nope, I did.
Oh, you did? I don't know.
It was an element of what he said. He said driving around and flying.
The sirens. Okay. I get it.
The sirens.
Now there's sirens in my house. I'm not kidding.
maybe you guys should move out of DC. I don't know. I'm just saying it. Former murder capital of the world. LA's got no problem with that.
Just got here.
Yeah, no, but like Sarah and I were talking about like how we spent a ton of money because we were traveling in the fall, and we're like, it'd be nice to be home, you know, just for like November, December. And then of course, like you end up spending like maybe more than if you were like out on vacation somewhere, just like at home during the holidays.
Well, and it's just like, I mean, like there's free things like the like zoo lights and stuff, but like there's so many things that go on in the holidays that are, I mean, like you want to go do, and it's just all expensive.
Have your significant others sent you like Groupons or event details for like drives to go see the lights in a specific area?
No, we only talk on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so.
Got it. Apparently that's a thing that people do. So my mom and my sister did that growing up, and my dad and I never had time for it. And now I guess it's a thing that I will be doing.
My family 30s. Would do it. My parents took my nieces this year to the Seneca Valley one. My family did that every couple years.
But there were lights there. There were lights in like Germantown.
Yeah.
And there's also like, if you drive through really rich neighborhoods, like in Potomac, there's nice lights just because rich people pay people to put them up for them.
Let me, do the whole like I'm colorblind thing. And this is not on my list, but like, let me tell you guys straight up, seeing lights on Christmas, seeing the leaves change in the autumn, all that shit does not fucking matter if you're colorblind. Doesn't matter at all.
Oh, we knew it was terrible. You don't have to tell
it's,
us.
Yeah, it's the most boring thing.
Hey, I got a request. Don't bring this up in group therapy. We don't care. no, Andrew, I agree. Like, my family would, like, we like do one that you paid for, like, Seneca Valley, Germantown, whatever. But then some years, it'd be like, let's just drive around some neighborhoods and see. Like, we'd go by the Whitmers. Like, just drive around neighborhoods and see what's what.
Yeah, those were the years where your dad's job wasn't doing as great, so.
Fair.
Group therapy. Okay. All right. My number four, before this gets completely off the rails and just turns into us talking about what we hate about our families. Very similar to what Andrew said. Number four on my list, despite what I said while talking about it, Secret Santa. I think Secret Santa fucking sucks. Like, I like that we do it with our group of friends, and I like that everyone in our group of friends largely knows each other enough to do a good, excuse me, Secret Santa. But I feel like every single year you have people that end up telling other people in a friend group or a family group or whatever who their Secret Santa is, so that they can get advice on what to get them. And at that point, A, it's not secret. B, it's not even really you getting the gift. Like, you're still paying for it, but somebody else is picking the gift. And then there's like some companies that do Secret Santa and shit. Fuck that. Like, I don't need to get, oh my God. noises every second. My Secret Santa gift next year could be something that just stops all noise.
Guys, I don't live here. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I just I think Secret Santa is a bummer. Like, just get gifts for the people you want to get gifts for. And if people don't get you gifts at like a group holiday party or something like that, realize that you're the friend that people don't fuck with.
See, I understand what you're saying, but I have to disagree, because I don't want to buy gift because I'm the type of person, and you would too. There's no way you come to the holiday party and you don't have a gift for everybody.
I have not at this point come to the holiday party without a gift for everybody. No, that's not true. Year one, I missed it.
But that's what I'm saying. And like my sisters and our significant others do Secret Santa. I have three sisters and three brother-in-laws. I don't want to be getting that many gifts every year.
But that part of that is because we have now set the standard for every year. Secret Santa and group gifts are now a part of our holiday party. If Secret Santa had never existed to begin with, we would never have done that shit. I would have shown up with like a 30 pack of beer and it would have been the best holiday party ever.
Sure. Yeah, no, I get that. I kind of agree with Thomas. I do like Secret Santas in general. But I will agree with you, Griffin, that company or like work Secret Santas can go fuck themselves. Yeah, it's like, I haven't had to do that, but every time I hear about it, it's like some, you know, like it's 70-year-old man gets like a 20-year-old girl for his Secret Santa. It's like, what is he like? That's not fair to either of them. What, like
couples massage,
like he doesn't know what to get her. And like, she like, what? Like, it's insane.
Couples massage. I had to do it once with the company, and I got the guy like tins of dip and Budweiser.
Yeah.
And he was like a 60-year-old dude. Like, it, I totally agree with that, Andrew. And I just disagree in general, just because I get what you're saying, Griffin, about like, I try not to ask people what to get. Like, if like I had Andrew and like I asked Sarah if he would like something, but like, you know, I still try to pick it out myself, right? And like just try to get like opinions on it.
And
but
also branch out. Like, if you see somebody get the same shit 4 years in a row, and I'm not saying anybody in our group does this, because again, I think people do a really good job of like knowing each other. But if you see people getting the same gift, if this is like a work one or a family one or whatever, don't keep getting them that shit.
Yeah. No, I agree. Agreed.
Cool.
All right.
Like, I agree, but you're wrong, you know?
Sure. Maybe? Sure. Yeah, I get that. I get that.
Yeah.
So, my number four, you guys are going to hate me. I'm going to swap it out. Griffin already talked about conservatives thinking there's a war on Christmas.
I swap sometimes. Thomas has swapped and lied about it.
I care less about swapping when we do it like this. Like, I know we still do it in our order, sure, but I care less about it.
So yeah, like, so that was on my list, okay, but I just don't feel like talking about it anymore. So I'm going to put as my number four, mall Santas. I get it. Like, you want to have like a magical season for children. Like, they like Christmas, and you know, it's super exciting as a kid to get the chance to meet Santa. But at the same time, it's just weird. It's just like a line of kids waiting to sit on this random strange old man's lap. I think they like overcharge for like a picture, like a professional picture with them at this point. It's just like,
so. Yeah. They must.
And it's just
they
a must. Teenager in an elf costume.
Yeah, you can literally get your grandpa to just buy a Santa costume on Amazon and get a better picture for like, you know.
Some of our grandparents are dead, Andrew. So.
Well, yeah, but you know.
Yours included, I think.
I'm not talking about for me. I'm talking about for like a 4 year, 3 year old kid.
Oh, good. I'm glad we're not talking about for you. Yeah. Don't go to mall Santa's anymore, Andrew.
You are old enough to be a mall Santa. You old bitch.
So that's it. Mall Santas.
Yeah.
Aaron brought this up when I told her the topic, and it's not on my list, but I 100% agree. But what I can't wait for, I can't wait for the first woman mall Santa, and for people who hate happy holidays to absolutely lose it.
Then we can combine.
Yeah.
Then we
can combine. Yeah. That's going to be the thing that starts the civil war in this country. The reason this is not on my list, and this is a good pick, Andrew, is because I don't think about mall Santas, because I don't even know the last time I went to a mall. But yeah, I mean, like, they do them at other events and everything elsewhere. And I know like little kids get taken to it. And for little kids, it's probably so exciting. But for literally everybody else, it is the height of idiocy. Like, it's so stupid. Unless if you're listening to this and your primary career is Mall Santa, in which case I support you and the troops, and keep listening.
Well, and I just think there should be more more mall Bell's Nickels, you know?
More mall Krampuses.
No, that's not a bad pick. Not on my list, but not a bad pick.
Just have David Harbour come to your mall and be whatever his version of Santa is.
Not bad Santa.
Plus, I feel like kids are smarter than you think, and like before they have enough, you're dumber than I think.
I would argue the kids are dumber than we think.
Well, I was gonna say before, like, the kids have enough sense to realize Santa isn't real. They even still, like, a lot of kids, I feel like, realize that the mall Santa isn't real. They're like, that's not the real Santa. So it's like,
yeah.
So then even they're like,
yeah, Santa Claus does not smell like cigarettes and sadness.
He probably does.
I don't think he does. Santa Claus dips.
Maybe now. But back in the day, he probably smoked.
He vapes now. Smoked a little bit. Gen Z Santa.
Big vape guy. Good one. Good one.
My number three is the cleanup. The cleanup of the holidays, the cleanup after a holiday party, the cleanup of the decorations, the cleanup of the lights, the cleanup of the tree. There's so much. Like,
are you making a Christmas song?
I almost put
not the bad. Setup,
and I was like, no, because when you set up, at least you get like, oh man,
that you looks know there's really joy good. Coming.
Yeah, and then you have to clean it up, and you have to put it away in storage, and it's stupid, and the tree, you always poke yourself in the eye. You get sappy. You almost catch on fire. That's ass, man.
I don't know about that last part.
You almost catch on fire.
I don't know what your tree is made of, but I don't know.
Sometimes the tree is so dry, you get stuck in the doorway, and you're pulling, and it's going back and forth, so it's rubbing.
And your body generates that much friction.
It's rubbing against the wood frame, and it's just like starting a fire.
I hate that part in taking down the Christmas tree where I almost catch on fire from friction.
Yeah, when I almost burned down the entire apartment complex. I get that. This kind of applies to all, like, parties and events and everything. But, yeah, I mean, like, the setup is always, like, you know what's coming after it. Like, it's a good time. And then the teardown, no one ever helps you with the teardown, too. Just like a party. Like, everyone fucking bails. Everyone's drunk. Yeah. Everyone gets out of there. You have to do it yourself and your significant other. Definitely did that to you this year. Don't feel bad about it.
I left.
But it's a good head move.
I was going to say, with you being in Aaron's apartment right now, I couldn't help but feel that that pick was, like, partially due to many Christmas years past or Christmas parties past where you had to spend all the next morning cleaning up. I agree with this pick. Never like to clean up in general, but especially around the holidays when you have to put stuff away, attic or garage or whatever it is, it's a pain.
My grandma would decorate for Halloween, then she'd take it down and she would decorate for Thanksgiving, and then she'd take it out and she'd decorate for Christmas. And like that would be up for a month, month and a half, but still it's like fucking A.
Yeah. Honorable mention to putting stuff away for like till next year. Yeah, your grandma, but also there, I feel like when you take it out the next year, there's always like one thing that you can't remember which like box you put it in or like where you,
And no matter what, you could be so good at putting everything away, and like the last thing you put away fucks it up, and all your lights are tangled or something broke or something. Yep.
We had an entire box of Christmas stuff that somehow got lost in the move. We're not sure if it like didn't get picked up correctly, or if it somehow it got moved to the dump pile before we came out, or like maybe it's still in Eldersburg. Who the fuck knows? But we spent in our previous LA apartment, we spent probably like 2 weeks just tearing through it looking for this shit. You're never gonna find it. Just get new stuff.
Get going.
And honestly, it's like it's cheap shit. Like, and I'm sure it has like sentimental value, which is the downside to it. Obviously, you don't want to lose stuff like that, but like you can build new sentimental value. It's fine.
Therapy.
Yeah. Which one of you just went?
It's your turn.
It's my turn. That's what I thought.
It was a really good pickup cleanup.
Yeah, I couldn't remember if we were on three or four. Okay, number three. This one, I don't really want Julia to listen to this episode. Number three on my list is holiday movies. Because holiday movies, and this is gonna, we're gonna circle back to this one a little bit later in the pod as well. Holiday movies aren't that good. Like, there are good holiday movies, right? But the vast majority of holiday movies are bad movies that you would not watch the rest of the year. You only watch them because they're holidays. Basically everything Hallmark Channel's ever put out, bad. Basically anything like Madea Family Christmas, bad. There's just so many movies that are awful. And they oftentimes have like comedians down on their luck, or like, you know, maybe they need to get paid this year because they didn't have a great year. Vince Vaughn, Will Ferrell, Jack Black. These people
don't talk, don't talk shit about Jack Black.
I don't think any of these guys need the money.
Sure, maybe not now, they don't need the money, but early in their careers, Will Ferrell didn't really get famous till like his mid-30s. Let's call it what it is. Right, Fred Claus, who needed to make Fred Claus? Vince Vaughn. They're just not good movies. And like, I like some holiday movies, but like, can we just fucking stop with this and just watch normal movies like all the time? Like, we don't, I don't need a Christmas theme movie from Halloween until January 8th. Like, that's just, come on.
So I agree with your last sentiment. I don't need holiday movies starting in, I don't need Christmas movies starting on Halloween. And I agree, like a lot of them, most of them, you only watch during the holidays.
Sure. Unless you're
and weird. A lot of them suck. But yeah, like, I wouldn't say stop. Because sometimes around the holidays, you need a little extra holiday spirit, and the movies do it.
Well, much like our first list that we ever did on this show, non-traditional holiday movies, I think that was our first, maybe it was our second. There are other movies that you can watch on the holidays that still give you the holiday spirit that are not based around the idea of Santa Claus or traveling to a foreign country for Christmas, which apparently is every holiday movie.
Click the link below for episode one of List Night, where we discuss all of these.
Or don't, because the audio is not that great.
It's, well, is it now?
It's still not that great. December, bad month for us.
Griffin, I surprisingly agree with this pick because I do really love.
That actually is very surprising.
Well, the thing is, I do really love a handful of Christmas movies. Like, that they will never get old, and I will always watch them. But I agree with you that the vast majority of them, if you look at them in totality, are terrible. Like, everything on the Hallmark Channel is literally the exact same movie in a different location. I was on the internet earlier trying to spark some ideas for this episode, of course, and one of them was like holiday movies, and there was like this blurb about how, like, why is every holiday movie like something like There's No Place for Rome for the Holidays, and it's like two people falling in love in Rome or something, like on Christmas Eve. It's like, that's just literally most Christmas movies.
City Girl goes to small town, falls in love with country bumpkin she never thought she could love, who, by the way, is a 13 out of 10, and somehow has a mansion with like six
girls.
He's always rich.
He's always rich.
What are we doing here, guys?
He takes care of his grandma.
Whose formula is this for?
My mom.
Hey, no judgment to anyone who likes
judgment. I mean, very much judgment.
I can tell you who they make them for and who's watching them, and it's my mom.
Just tell her to watch Love Actually on repeat. It's perfected the formula. It's all you need.
I agree. Like, they suck. But in terms of, like, holiday movies, like, I get it. Because, like I said, sometimes you need a little kick in the butt, a little more spirit. Holiday spirit.
Watch Lord of the Rings. Holiday spirit.
Yeah, it was on my
list.
Honestly,
my go-to is Miracle on Ice.
I included on my list of this, and then I ended up taking it back because really it's not true, including but not limited to the Harry Potter films. But I was like, you know what, Griffin, this is targeted. Like, I was doing, I put that there to be a dickhead, and I really don't believe it. Like, those are, as we discussed, good holiday movies.
No.
They're discreet. non-traditional holiday movies.
We're not discussing this. The last thing I'll say on holiday movies is it takes a lot for like a new one to make the list of the few that I like love. Like, I think the last one that made that list is probably like, you know, like Elf in 2003. Like, it's not like, it, and even that one, even Elf, I don't consider to be like as much of a classic as like many of the even older ones. So it's like, it's like my default when a new Christmas movie comes out is, it's,
are we counting remakes, or is like a remake just like it's already exists? Cause like, I didn't think the movie was that great, but like the most recent Grinch movie, the animated one, had a banger soundtrack, but it's already a movie.
Well, no, it's its own movie.
Yeah, it's its own movie, but I don't, because the 2000 Grinch, the Jim Carrey Grinch, is a remake.
That's true. So. That's a good movie, and that's 20 years ago. That's fair. I forgot how long ago that was.
One last thing for Andrew says is probably shitty number three.
Out of nowhere.
You know what's not special anymore?
How close have you gotten to this camera? Harry
Potter marathon, when they have one every fucking week from Halloween to Christmas. Get over it.
Do they still? I only remember that happening when like ABC Family was a thing and like I had cable.
Thomas, I like to believe that if we had like an actual studio set up, you'd be like, bring the camera in on me, bring the camera in on me. And instead, you just push your face into the camera to fucking make sure that we can see your pores when you do this. Well, yeah, they still do it, Andrew. They still do it.
Sorry that Thomas doesn't like magic and good vibes, but my next pick, don't worry, Thomas. My next pick is going to be the worst vibes of all. You guys like depression, so my
sure number, do.
So my number three is honestly more about New Year's than it is about Christmas, but it's just it's like the feeling of like everyone's getting old, like another year's gone by. You know that feeling where it's just like, wow, that year went by fast. Probably gonna die soon. That's my number three.
It's like worse than melancholy, but better than straight up depression, I guess.
I thought there was gonna be something funny in there, but you were just sad.
He's just depressed.
Here's my thing. I don't like New Year's Eve to begin with. And like I understand it's the end of a holiday season, but I don't consider a holiday at all.
Yeah. Episode we did bad New Year's resolutions.
So this specifically is about
time is like, a flat circle, guys.
This specifically is more like about life, not necessarily the end of the holiday season. Just like,
this is more specifically like about another, your life,
like another year's gone by.
You feeling like you're wasting your years.
See, no, I obviously get it because, and to relate it to like gifts, like you hit a certain point where the gifts you're getting are. They're not toys or games or like they're clothes, they're home appliances. And at this point, I enjoy that. Right. But there's a good like chunk of years where that's what you're getting. And you're like, oh, he's a little disappointed because
the magic is gone. Joy is gone. The magic is gone.
Yeah.
When so you're a little kid, if you're 11 years relatable. Old and you get like a PS2 or something like that, you're like, oh my God, this is the best gift I've ever gotten in my life. I've never had a better day than this. You're 30 years old and you go out to the store and you buy a PS5 and you're like, I just spent $500 on something I'm going to play once a month. It's just, we're defeated by the lack of magic in adulthood.
This is a very relatable pick. It's sad.
It's not a happy pick. Relatable. We don't have to talk about it anymore.
No.
I kind of regret putting it on here.
This list was originally called Worst Things About the Holidays and is now called Festivus. So I don't think it's supposed to be a happy list. We weren't going to be like, oh, our favorite things are the joy. Like, no, this is shit we don't like. And I guess you don't like aging, which I very much get.
Yeah.
So my number two, and this is self-inflicting, and I recognize that, but it is also my number one. It's
not how this works.
It'd be on my list of best parts of the holiday. Because on my list of best part of the holidays would be food. So my number two is that I get fat.
Oh.
Because
yeah, sure.
There's always, even after the holidays, there's leftovers for like days. There's
particularly alcohol. When you date Aaron Hill.
There's more leftovers. Yeah, exactly. There's always food and sweets and food and alcohol and sweets and food. And I don't have any willpower. So I eat it. Yeah. I eat it all.
Which makes you our most valuable friend in certain situations where it's like, we need to make this go away, but is also very clearly killing you.
Like, again, it's self-inflicting. I could not eat it and I could work out, but why would I do that when I can come here and complain about it?
Yeah, no, complaining is way better. That's the best part of the holidays, is complaining about the holidays. yeah, I get that. I mean, this isn't really one that I struggle with too much, particularly now that...
Fuck you.
part of it is that like now I travel for the holidays, like I come home for the holidays, and so you're not really like in a situation where you're getting a ton of leftovers. Although I was home, you know, this past week at my mom's house, she had brunch for us, and then I had a week of brunch food left over.
I should have come back over.
You absolutely should have. That would have been great. I miss social activity, but also like the way that we've always done it, like since I didn't grow up in a Christian household, I'd go to someone's house for Christmas every year. We didn't have like a big event where there was going to be like holiday food at the house. So post Thanksgiving, there isn't really like a big meal for us until the next Thanksgiving. So there wasn't really a leftover this year.
But Griffin, even if you were to do Jewish Christmas, order a shit ton of Chinese food, that's, I mean, that's just as much food, right?
Right. But yeah. And, but that's, I mean, I crush that within like, I mean, you're ordering that food. You're crushing that within like a day.
Yeah.
Like you're going to have a day's worth of leftovers. You can't keep Chinese food in the fridge for 2 weeks.
Yeah. You can.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. I wouldn't. It's never lasted that long. I always
eat. No. Oh yeah. No, it never lasts. But like,
yeah, it's not a health thing. It's a, I'm going to eat this quickly thing.
I agree with this pick for sure. I can't stop eating. It's and then when you like think like, oh, I'll be good, and then someone brings like,
you make it so
sweets.
Sad.
Someone brings like sweets to work or whatever. It's just it never stops. And then plus it's like freezing outside, so it's like I don't want to go outside and exercise. So it just it compounds and it's a vicious cycle. And then you start thinking about how old you're getting, and you know,
boy, there's still fudge here. There's still fudge here. So I'm eating fudge. I don't want the fudge. My teeth hurt. But I'm eating it.
Are you okay?
Stop eating the fudge. Fudge is something that you Griffin, can store and freeze.
Did you not listen to him? He cannot stop eating the fudge.
Put it elsewhere. Put it in someone else's house. Send it to Andrew. Let him have the cabinet.
No, don't do that. Don't do that, please.
It's coming to California.
Fat Andrew's coming back. Sorry, Andrew. There was a point in our lives where we referred to you as Fat Andrew. I don't want to get into it.
All right.
It was right now.
It's right now. That sweater is not great. Number two on my list. Like we got to stop talking about food. Number two on my list is a broad one. It's obligations. The fucking holiday obligations where, you know, like I mentioned before, traveling, going between in-laws' houses, grandparents' houses, family houses, friend houses. The different things that you have to do to celebrate the holiday, the different things that maybe your friends or significant others want to do, the different things that your parents want to do, all of the gifts you have to buy, all the shopping you have to do, all the food you have to get ready. Like it's a month and a half. If you're into the holidays, I'm sure a lot of that stuff is super fun. If you're not into the holidays, it's a month and a half of errands and chores and bullshit that you don't want to deal with when all you want to do is go to a holiday party. And cleanup, like you mentioned, it's a lot of cleanup.
I 100% agree, and I think it's made so much worse. And you experience it, and I've experienced, like, when you live away from your family, when you travel, actually, that's not true. When you travel anywhere for a holiday to visit people, and there's, like, more people there than just people you're visiting, like, you have to see everyone in such a short time frame. Everyone's busy anyway, and it sucks.
Yeah, and you're gonna get shit from the people that you don't get a chance to see, even though you made your travel plans very obvious to everybody. And some people are gonna be mad that you didn't see them enough. Some people are gonna be mad that you didn't come to this or you didn't extend your like. And this is again, this is very like travel based, but this was the case even when I was living at home. It just has gotten so much worse since I moved away. Because yeah, guys, time is limited. Like I can't do everything you want to do for the holidays. I'm here for a week.
Yeah, I imagine that's 50 times worse when you're like coming home for the holidays. But yeah, even when you are home, it is like there's just a lot that has to get done. A lot of places that you may want to be, but you can't be at all those places. You may not want to be, but you've committed to some of them. So
it's chores.
It's a hectic time of year.
It feels like you're always disappointing someone. And like, you know.
And you are.
You
know, like, we are.
Fair.
That's a 365 day a year thing.
Okay.
This is going downhill quick as we're like, fuck, we hate the holidays.
Is it me? I got another.
I got
a more goofy one. We don't have to get full on cool, sadness cool, like cool. Last time.
Yeah, you hate Goofy and Donald and all those dumb bitches.
Goofy? Yeah, Goofy.
Goofy was my favorite ornament.
Fuck that ornament. It's car commercials. holiday car commercials. holiday car commercials.
Yeah, are, yeah, I thought that was implied.
But hold on,
Thomas clearly didn't get it.
I forgot what the topic was, and I thought it was best things about the holidays, and I was like, you're a fucking idiot. Fully support you. Go on.
I mean, I could have just said like holiday commercials in general, because there's a lot of cringy ones, but some of them are fine. Like some, it's whatever. Like it's just the same product, but like, but car commercials really get me. Like they're stupid and there's way too many of them. And they all have that like December to remember or some like catch line, like, you know, tagline like that. And it, and I mean, the heart of it is every commercial is about someone making a like major financial commitment for them and their spouse without consulting their spouse. They're just like, here's a Lexus that cost me $150,000 out in the driveway with a big bow on it.
There is an incredible SNL skit about that. There's an incredible SNL skit about that.
So no, I just hate them.
Yeah. No, you nailed it on the head. And cause I was going to say, like, unless you're filthy, stupid rich, you don't drive home a brand new car with a bow on it and your wife's like, oh my God.
we're through about 12 picks. I think we're through 12 picks now. And I think probably 3/4 of our picks can be summed up with, we hate how much this fucking time of the year costs. And also generally we hate capitalism.
Yes.
Subscribe to our Patreon.
Yeah, and car commercials are guilty of it any time of the year. Like, why do they have President's Day sales? And like, you know, like,
but there's a guilt aspect of it when you get to like the Christmas time, where it's like, this is what they want for the holidays, and it's like, they want a $70,000 car for the holidays.
Yeah, the same could
how's
be
your
said
family
of like,
doing.
The same could be said of like jewelry companies too, of course. But like, but that, I mean, that's to me less egregious, because it's like, you can, I mean, I don't know, some of them could be as much as a car, but like, that's something you could buy and nobody's gonna be like, why the fuck did you buy this? You know what I mean?
But it's like, it's like we were talking about like Black Friday and whatnot. Like it's not even like it's good deals or anything. It's just, it's getting shoved in your face even more than usual.
Right.
And it's flashy and it's bright. And it's like, oh,
now you're planning your year around, this is the purchase that I'm gonna make because it's the holidays. It's like, well, that's not like the core tenet of the holidays, last I checked, but I guess now it is.
Yeah. I hate car commercials in general, but yeah, they get worse around the holidays.
Let me tell you, I hate them too. They always just slap that shit in my face. Oh, you can't drive. Oh, you little bitch. Are you changing your number one?
No. Okay. My number one, I actually only partially experienced this year because of my life change. The worst part about the holidays is the work in between the holidays.
Got it. Okay.
Is working between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and then after Christmas, and then you get to New Year's, and then you're back to just working normal. The time frame, and I know people in offices hate this too, like having to reset yourself for work mode while dealing with all the holidays, and then you get all these little breaks, which is great. But then you got to go back in between, and it's tough. It's hard.
Right. I mean, I get this. I think I'm somewhere in between, because I agree with you. It's tough to get yourself like shifting that mindset of like back to work mode, back on vacation again, back, you know, traveling, back to work. But at the same time, it's also, most years I would take that time between holidays over like February, March at work, where there's just like no end in sight. It's just, you don't have a holiday on the calendar for like until Memorial Day. And it's just like, it's a bit like, it depends on what your like busy time of year is, of course.
Sure.
Well, cause I don't get many of the same holidays off in my
job. It is.
And, but it's just like, yeah. So for me, this is usually a slow time. So like, it's draining. It's almost more draining now because it's a slow time to be going back and forth. And then like, I'll take it back to when I was in school many, many ages ago, like in college, like you go home for Thanksgiving and then you go back and you have to like do classes and then finals and then you go home again. And it's just, like, it's a lot on anybody to reset.
Right.
Yeah, I guess. I kind of differ from Andrew's perspective on this one a little bit, because my company gets so busy near the holidays because there's so many people trying to, like, we do compliance stuff and everyone's trying to get things done by the end of the year. everyone's trying to have, you know, all their billing set by the end of the year. So we get this massive influx of clients, both new and renewing at that point, just very basic background on what I do. And I try to take time off, you know, around Thanksgiving, particularly since I'm traveling. I try to take time off near Christmas if I'm traveling. But what I have seen more and more with every year, particularly now that we're all remote, or a lot of us are remote, is that the people that do not enjoy the holiday times or do not have things going on in the holiday times bomb you with work that they would like to get done the minute that you return from the holidays. And it's like, at this point, Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and all that, to me, just feel like this stressful period where I know when Monday arrives or whatever the next work day is, I'm going to have three times as much work as I would otherwise. So they're not like relaxing periods anymore. And that sucks. Like it's like your vacations that used to be like when you were in school growing up, you got your like winter break or whatever, and you got your Thanksgiving break. That was nice. Now it's like, oh, now it's just more work. Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great list.
I definitely feel that way about the return from New Year's, like January 2nd, January 3rd, whatever that first Monday is. That,
yeah,
I feel that way. The week between Christmas and New Year's, at least for me, knock on wood, most years it's been pretty good work-wise, especially now that I'm like remote. It's nice to like, it's kind of like an unsaid thing that no one's getting their work done that week, or like more than half the people were out of the office, like on vacation. So then
how it used to be a few years ago for me. And it's not the case anymore. And it's such a bummer.
It just depends. It just depends on your job.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. That's a good one, man. This is just like talking about things that we hate about capitalism. This is the things that we hate about adulthood. These are downsides to adulthood.
Yeah.
All right. My number one, very similar to my number three. And I don't know how you two are going to feel about this one. My least favorite part about the holidays is Christmas music. I think Christmas music fucking sucks. And it's not music that you listen to. And just like holiday movies, you don't listen to it any other time of the year. It doesn't sound like anything you like. It's no offense to anybody. 75% of it is about Jesus, which fuck off. Like, I'm so sick of this shit.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Much of it is about Jesus.
Check your stats. Check your numbers.
So much of it. And like, that's fine. You can like what you like or whatever, but I don't want to listen to fucking playlists of gospel music every single time I go into a store. I don't want to listen to people singing about Santa Claus and how he's banging my mom every time I go into a store. Like, the music's not good. It's not good music. I'd rather you put on fucking like Creed or some shit, a band that I do not
Creed
like.
Creed is great.
Then put on, what's up?
Creed
oh,
is
yeah,
great.
Oh yeah, you do have a weird thing about Creed.
Oscar and I love
at
Creed.
At the Christmas party. What's up? That's weird. We gotta delve into that.
Have you heard Creed's Christmas album? It's good stuff.
I'm aware of it. I wish I had not used them.
I was
kidding. They did a Christmas song. What's his name that has a Christmas song? Scott Stapp.
Here's the thing. I feel the same about this as I do about holiday movies, because I mostly agree, because I want like one song at a time. And I feel like I know where Andrew falls on this, but like, I agree. It's not good music. I don't particularly want to listen to it. The one thing I do want is three Eagles offensive linemen are releasing a holiday.
I saw that album, and it
looks fucking awesome. But in general, I agree. Like, I don't particularly enjoy it, but like I said about the movies, sometimes you need that extra kick of spirit. So I get it, but I need like, I don't want to listen to a playlist. I want like,
if I never have to listen to Mariah Carey sing about Christmas again, it'll be too soon.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, so we can just move on, right?
This is the Scroogiest pick, and I had one of my picks was just straight up depression, and this is somehow more lacking Christmas spirit.
I'm Jewish. Yeah, fight back against that one.
Look, is Christmas music good?
No.
Who's to say? No,
the answer is no.
No is probably the answer, but you know,
no is the answer.
It's you know, probably it's nostalgic. So therefore it's necessary. So therefore it's full
nostalgic
of Christmas
spirit. To what?
Yeah.
Childhood. That's what nostalgic means.
When I was a child, I listened to Linkin Park. Do they have a Christmas album?
Oh, maybe. I'm actually not sure. So cool. I'm not talking about a year-round iPod playlist. I'm talking about to Christmas time. It is nostalgic to Christmas times past. Mm. So
you, big Hanukkah kid.
That's fine too. I mean, there's not.
We have one song. Yeah. It's a joke. It's a literal joke.
It's a good song, but it's not. It's not
a great song. Put it onto the bar. Not 5 days ago.
Isn't there two parts? So two songs?
I think there's a few. He's done multiple live iterations of it.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not gonna get into this. We know where we all stand on Christmas music. It's the same place we all stand on Harry Potter. Well, I mean, I agree with you.
Yeah, Harry Potter movies, much like on good, Harry but... Potter, Andrew's busy being an anti-Semite.
But again, it's the same thing with Christmas music. Are the Harry Potter movies objectively good? No. But are they nostalgic? Yes.
Okay, I'm so glad that you've progressed in that argument, because I feel like if I asked you that 5 years ago, you'd have been like, yes, they're objectively good.
I think about
grown. I think there's been a lot of growth. There's been a lot of growth.
I think two or three of them I would consider to be a pretty good movie.
They're pretty good movies. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. But then about four or five of them are just not.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I have to say about that. My number one, we're on number one, right? Yeah. Number one for me is, and we don't have to talk about too much. It's just the end of the season, the post New Year's end of the season. So like for me, January, February, March is like by far the worst time of the year. It's freezing. It's like dark all the time. It's like, there's not, you know, it's just my least favorite time of the year. Couple that on the fact that it like immediately follows like one of the best times of the year. Like despite my list and despite all of our lists, I really love the holiday season. I really do, from Thanksgiving through New Year's. I like it a lot. So to go from that to immediately, you know, that January 1st feeling, not a fan.
It's not good.
I think this is very relatable, and I very much get it. For me in work, it's usually my slower time, but which also means my more boring time. So like, I probably don't feel as strongly, but I get it. Like, it's gross outside most of the time. Like, snow's cool, but when you don't have snow and it's just cold and rainy and damp, yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
I imagine that we would feel a little bit differently if we all lived in warm climates for this one, particularly like not just warm climates, like literal like tropical climates where there's like no difference. But yeah, I mean, particularly like East Coast winters, I assume Midwest winters haven't been in any. January to March is just such a bummer.
I think if I had a lot of money, I would definitely have like two houses, and one of them would be in somewhere tropical or warm. And every January 1st, I would fly there and stay there for at least 5 to 6 months. And like,
welcome to the entire reason that Scottsdale, Arizona exists.
Yeah. Probably, but like, I do like the DC area. I like winter up until that point. Like until January 1st, I enjoy it being starting to get cold. I enjoy all of fall, you know, and it's starting to get cold in December, but I can't do another 3 months after that.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to after that point? Like just getting warm again and spring starting.
Yep. Baseball starting.
Yeah, Christmas. Baseball starting. All right, let's. I agree with that one. That was a good pick. I honestly, I don't think you guys had any bad picks. I mean, I know my picks are probably going to make some people angry, but you guys had some good strong ones.
I wish I could shit on one of you, but I actually agree with almost everything. Other than Secret Santa, I think I agree with like everything said.
Sure. Yeah.
Now all that
right, we cool. Santa is understandable. What? I just think you're dumb. Let me rephrase that. You're both dumb. I'm right.
Yeah. Now that we've successfully ruined everyone else's holiday season, do we give recaps in this?
I think we should give recaps. Yeah, we should give recaps.
Thomas.
Five. Bell's Nickel. So don't be impish, be admirable. Four, monies. Three, clean up. Two, it just says fat. So we're just gonna stick.
We know what you mean.
Fat.
We know what you mean.
And then one is the work in between the holidays.
Yeah, all. I mean, fat. I'm team fat, but you know, I get what you're saying. Yeah. All right. My five. Happy holidays versus Merry Christmas and everything surrounding it. Number four, Secret Santa. Number three, holiday movies. Number two, obligations. And number one, the absolute worst part of the holiday season is Christmas music.
All right, my number five, the pressure of gift giving and receiving. Number four, mall Santas. Number three, getting old, having another year just fly by. Number two, car commercials. And number one, the end of the holiday season post New Year's.
All right. Well, I think that's it. I don't think we have shit else to talk about.
I would like to combine your two lists, but overall, I think mine was the best. So
I think we should combine all of our lists, and there's just to be no winner for this one because there are no winners in the holiday season. There are just losers.
I have a grievance with that.
Okay. All right. Take it up on the next pod. Okay. Well, happy celebration of, or I guess sad. So I don't know what you say for Festivus.
Happy celebration.
Happy Festivus.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Happy Festivus, guys. I'm glad that we aired some of our grievances. Maybe we'll do this again next year and we'll get somebody else on this one. If you're still watching or listening and you haven't driven yourself into the side of a building at this point because of how depressing we are, thank you for doing so. And keep on keeping on. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, follow, rate and review, share with your friends, Patreon, OnlyFans, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Zanga, MySpace, Venmo, Andrew's mailbox. There's a lot of places and things that I need you to do, but I'm just not going to go through it. We'll see you next time, hopefully in less than a month and a half.